Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy writes a regular column for Newmarket Today about provincial initiatives and issues impacting our community. It may be hard to believe, but September has arrived with promise for a fantastic start to a new school year for all students of Newmarket Aurora. Getting kids back on time with a full school year experience is surely what they deserve. I am so happy to see our government committed to having our students participate in all activities, such as sports, clubs, band and field trips. The plan to catch up includes the following. 1. New tutoring supports to fill gaps in learning. Through an investment of $500 million in the Priorities and Partnership Funding, PPF, the government is supporting approximately 150 initiatives that include a focus on math, student resilience and mental well-being, including comprehensive tutoring supports, over $176 million reading intervention programs, $15 million summer learning special education supports, $10 million DIS streaming transition programs, $11.32 million summer programming in provincial and demonstration schools, $130,000 in addition to the base PPF of over $282 million to preparing our students for the jobs of tomorrow, including opportunities in the skilled trades. Continue our focus on STEM education to build critical life and job skills so students can graduate with well-paying jobs. The government is increasing the Ontario Youth Apprenticeship Program, OYAP, funding by $2.9 million, for a total of $20 million annually, to help school boards increase awareness and exposure to the skilled trades. The OYAP now has 63 recruiters across more than 800 schools so that students can learn about the skilled trades at a younger age. We need to erase the stigma associated with skilled trades careers, so that young people and their parents recognize that the trades are a pathway to success. 3. Expanded supports for students' mental health. With a record mental health investment, more than $90 million, the highest amount in Ontario history, the province is consulting on the development of a mental health graduation requirement and Ontario's first integrated student mental health strategy. This is in addition to more than $26 million to renew 625 school-based public health nurses, supporting student mental and physical health, largest nurse allocation supporting schools in Ontario history. 4. More money to build new schools and improve education. The government is continuing to build state-of-the-art schools and classrooms while renewing existing schools, investing $2.1 billion for the 2022-23 school year. I am grateful and excited for a new school being built in Aurora. This elementary school will provide more student spaces in a new, quality learning environment for the growing student population in Aurora, as well as affordable childcare spaces for local parents. It will provide for 638 student spaces, 39 childcare spaces and 2 childcare rooms. After 2 years of pandemic disruptions, students need to be in their classrooms, on time, without disruption. Students want to enjoy the full array of extracurricular activities that are expected from our education system, including their clubs and their sports. Earlier in the summer, July 21, I was honored to present congratulatory scrolls to 31 students who were named 2022 School Athletes of the Year by Sport Aurora. The students were so thrilled and their parents so proud. I believe the biggest smiles were the result from recognizing that the students were able to get back to what they love, participating in their favorite sports with their friends. Should you have any questions about this update or other provincial matters, my constituency office is available and can be reached at 905-853-9889.